The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and fidelity. But these you should have done, without neglecting the others. Blind guides who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You cleanse the outside of cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup, so that the outside also may be clean." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, even though St. Paul wrote his letter to the Thessalonians almost 2,000 years ago, probably around the year 50, even in those times, there was a lot of fake news around the place. And so Paul was warning the people in Thessalonia not to be led astray by those who were spreading false rumors and spreading fake news. And he encouraged them to stand firm. And isn't that very, very, very apt for our time at the moment? Because we're subject to all kinds of misinformation nowadays, misinformation about the coronavirus and about vaccines and what will work and what will not work. So we got who are we going to trust? And when it comes to it, if we follow the gospel this morning, really we need to concentrate on the things that are important in life. The Pharisees and the scribes, and many people could be described today as being like the scribes and the Pharisees, are into things that don't really matter. And what matters in the end is how we love, how we treat one another, rather than silly little rules and laws and so on, to the neglect, while we neglect what people really need. That is the core of the gospel this morning. And we got to be careful that how we act is an indication of what we're like inside. You see that displayed so often on our television screens today, the vitriol and the kind of hate that is spewed out by our politicians. So where's that coming from? As Jesus says, it's coming from within. And so we need to clean the inside before we say or do anything. So the gospel this morning encourages us to look into our own hearts. It's not what the outside, it's the inside that really matters.